Grace to you and peace from God our Father, and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Of course, you know what today is. Happy Rogata Day. You heard, pray to the Lord, he take the serpents from us. It sounds reasonable. We sin, we repent, we're sorry. We sin against God and Moses. We know we've done wrong. Now please take the snakes away. But God doesn't answer prayer that way. Doesn't take away the snakes. They still bite. And our God is merciful, full of compassion. He always provides the remedy for our needs. And he sets before them, you've seen this, the international symbol of medicine, that they may be saved. I mean, what's going on here in Numbers 21? The people were impatient, complained. What happened? Well, of course, the Exodus, the people of Israel, Moses led them out of bondage and death and through the Red Sea, as noted in Scripture, a picture of baptism, God drowning the powers of death and even our own sinful nature, that in your baptism, your own Red Sea crossing, exodus of our bondage and death. But then soon after the Red Sea, they and saw their enemy destroyed. In the wilderness, the people grumbled. So God provided manna, bread of heaven. God calls it his glory. And Jesus will refer to it in John 6 as the foretaste of him in the Eucharist. To sustain you in this wilderness as we journey to a greater promised land. And also he gave them water from the rock, which St. Paul too says is Jesus. I mean, all they'd seen, the plagues, the Red Sea crossing, at Mount Sinai, the pillar of cloud and fire, all they had with bellies full, still constantly grumble against God. But are they any worse than you? And finally, God said, that's it. This generation will not enter the promised land. So they wander 40 years, and God still provided, still kept them alive. Their clothes and shoes don't wear out. That ungrateful generation dies off. And then their children, new generation, also unfaithful, still complain. Says they loathe this worthless food. Actually, the word there, Hebrew lamech, and Greek artos, which means sacred bread. We loathe this worthless bread, they say. Even Moses and Aaron are drawn into sin. Moses is not following God's directions, and God will not even let them enter the promised land. Moses will later die at Mount Nebo, and Aaron just died at Mount Hor. The people are mourning. And that's the start of the Old Testament reading. So they set out to the promised land, untrusting again. They decide to go around the land of Edom. That Edom, which is the ancestors of Esau. And these are the people of Israel, which of course is Jacob's family. Some feuds, Jacob and Esau, gets passed down generations. So the people, they take the long route. They hate it. They're impatient. They're moving in the wrong direction. They despair because God is taking too long. Look at you. God takes too long on things in your life, doesn't he? I mean, it's obvious what needs to happen. It's obvious what needs to change. You think, God, why aren't you doing more? Why don't you get rid of the problem and help more? God, why don't you fix things now? And on and on. How often? What a bunch of grumbling, untrusting, impatient people. Repent. God allows affliction to people, but in mercy, for their good. With snakes, and provided the means of rescue, and we like them, we want the snakes gone. But he leaves the snakes, afflictions in our life, for you to see that his grace is sufficient for you. You know, and right before John 3:16, the story all points to Jesus lifted up in glory that you may be rescued and have life. So why does Jesus leave snakes in your life? To teach you patience, teach you not to live for this world, not live for self, leading you, guiding you to with a greater patience, love, to form you as his people. I mean, we have a completely different perspective of reality from the rest of the world and even most Christians. That every affliction, every trial are opportunities that God uses to bless you with patience, always giving rescue, always compassion, always working every evil and hardship to draw you closer to him, to see more of his love, working it all for good, with patience, with trust in his compassion, you learn how to pray. And he answers every single prayer. I mean, think of our mothers praying 85 years ago this morning, Mother's Day, 1941. They heard on the radio, in the papers, the German Blitz. 57 days, England bombed. And now London firebombed. This day. Everyone knew what's coming. The draft was already in place. Mothers praying for what would soon come to their sons and husbands. People could hardly imagine what the next 4 years would bring. And through it all, for the Christian, every mother's prayer was answered. Their boy or husband made it back from war, or mom would patiently wait and embrace their son, husband again for eternity in paradise and have all things. The prayer of our mothers are always answered. And in spite of a world increasingly disparaging prayer, your prayers hold back the forces of darkness and evil and brings your Holy Father's will to bear. You know, Martin Luther would quip, if the next day was full, knew it'd be challenging, more to get done that could be done. He'd wake up an hour earlier. Wake up an hour earlier to read more scripture, more time to pray. We need to think like that. As St. James told you today, be doers. Live out this resurrected life given to you, that if God is for us, who can be against us? And we're optimistic in these times, not because we don't expect snakes and tribulation, sorrow, but because we know what God has promised. Trust him. Be patient. Be bold in the midst of difficulty and unafraid of this world and of snakes. Yikes. What can truly harm his own? Be content and rejoice. Jesus lives. Your prayers matter. He will act. He answers every single one. And there is no more comforting words to you in this day than this. He says, I've said these things to you that in me, join to him. This is the night that he joins himself to you in the supper, that in me you may have peace. In the world, you will have tribulation, but take heart. I have overcome the world. In Jesus' name, amen.